Ford was placed in palliative care just a day ago after his doctor said he was not responding to the latest round of chemotherapy. He had been diagnosed with malignant liposarcoma in September of 2014. That forced him to pull out of the mayoralty race that year, but he continued campaigning in a fight for a seat on city council, which he won. Flags at Toronto City Hall and municipal buildings were lowered on Tuesday, and people talked openly about the former mayor who had achieved near rock star status. Almost all acknowledged that despite his personal problems, Ford was a fighter for the city. But his personal life is what captured attention, from his off-color remarks in council chambers to his drunkenness to his admission of using crack cocaine.
Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When have you
seen it? Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors.
Still, controversial as he was, people felt he was fighting for them and their city. And that was reflected in the comments of colleagues and opponents alike as they marked his passing.
He was a fighter, we all know that. Very unique love of the city in the way he expressed it.
He loved the city of Toronto. He will always care.
Was a man who truly loved Toronto and I think will be known for a person and a mayor who was... always looking out for the little guy.
Always a fighter who anytime he was down would get up and dust himself off and get ready for the next fight. But this was clearly a fight he couldn't win.
Many believe the 46-year-old former mayor and career politician, who they knew as a political fighter, would beat the cancer and even return one day as mayor. To them, he was charming, engaging, and one of them. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.